Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones. Tell everybody, even your mortal enemy, this is a show that everybody needs to get behind. It is a show of importance. Really. This show is about a vital message, vital information here. Good people, you are listening to DJ Butterfly Feces here, the one and only. And on the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK. Organic. Come on, let me know you're here.
I'm here, everyone. I'm trying to complete my tasks. I'm trying to recycle my organic flavor. You know, that's my ingredient. That's my actual, you know, rotating organic blend is what I like to throw. That's the herb I throw in the world, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's my life to feel moment. How you doing today? DJ Butterfly CC's. How you doing, man?
I'm fine. I'm doing all right. I'm doing it.
What you been up to?
Well, basically, I've been doing this radio show. I've been talking quite a bit about personally how we've been traveling all over trying to basically heal the planet, not just trying to clean up after it, but trying to help the homeless. We've been doing all kinds of hero savior work, whatever. I've been basically focusing on, well, really, honestly, thinking long and hard about self-improvement. I've been listening to your other shows, and I decided to get on that track myself. Get better. Good and better, all right. You are listening to Kakuna from the microphone here. It's 10:02 here on the show, on the program. Call in. Let us know what you're thinking. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. Now, you remember how our story begins. You know what happened, don't you? I mean, you remember I was living in McKinleyville, California. There you were with the crew. You were with the gang. I basically had been drifting by, not doing much, not doing enough, not sure what I wanted to do about my future, not sure what I wanted to do. And the truth was that I was basically a guy who was sort of drifting. I didn't know what I was going to do. Well, my whole life, I basically thought, I'll do whatever. I'll do the bare minimum. I'll just be able to stop and smell the roses. Now, here's the thing. I personally never saw myself do anything like this. I was looking for basically some kind of, I don't know, I guess, career, something special to happen to me. What happened was I got kicked out of my house. I was with my parents. They let me stay there for a while because otherwise I had to talk to each other. They didn't want that. My parents did not want their time together. They didn't have things to say to each other, if you know what I mean. Anywho, the truth was, I don't know, I basically was out of the house, and I thought, oh my God, where am I going to go now? I don't have a place of my own. Organic, I don't know if you realize this or not, but it's true. You see, when it hits you, you know, at first, when you just lose your home, you're thinking, oh, my God, what am I going to do now? And you start thinking to yourself, well, you know, this is temporary. I'm not really one of them. It hasn't sunk in yet. You know what I mean? It hasn't sunk in. But then it had. I thought, oh, God, I'm homeless. Dang it, I'm homeless, Organic. I was a man without a place to stay. And there I was, walking by the creek. I was walking through town. Walking through town. Just walking by. just walking through town. And the truth was, it was just a night like any other. But really, I remember when I was walking through the woods, there I came across you. You and the gang, and there you were. You were sitting by the campsite eating and whatever. Now, once again, I'd done everything there was to do in McKinleyville. I thought I was going to die there. Really. Honestly. What can I say? I wanted better things. I basically sat down with you, and you told me about your mission, about your journey, about you going around there and helping pick up trash and help the homeless. It sounded like a real mission. You sound like a real angel of mercy. And the truth was that, really honestly, remember, then you invited me to join you. You remember that? You asked me to join it. You gave me the moniker, DJ Butterfly Feces. You asked me to sign up. You asked me personally to basically join the affiliation.
I remember a lot of what you say, but remember this. This is a narration of DJ Butterfly Feces. And let's be frank. How you trying to mimic me in so many ways? Talk about a bad impression. Try to mimic me, sound like my voice.
I wasn't doing that.
Not right now, Liz.
Not
yeah.
Now. Not now.
Stop being a baby. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I guess I do.
So that's what I'm talking about. Don't make the viewers that don't know about it seem like, what is he talking about? All three of the people. This is supposed to be a narrating program, and you're supposed to be commentating, and you sound like you don't know what you want to say.
I told the story so many times. I was telling at the beginning of the show. The tale of basically, there I was, a guy from McKinleyville, a guy who did everything there was to do in McKinleyville. Still didn't have, like, a career, a thing picked out. And, you know, and then you came along.
This is my question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, everything in McKinleyville you have done, what is McKinleyville for the old that don't know about from McKinleyville?
All right. You can walk the trail. You can bike. You can skateboard. You can ride horseback. There's a lot of there's surfing, wind sailing. You can basically do stuff in the snow.
Okay. Like what?
You can make snowmen. You can ski. You can sled. You can snowboard.
Okay. What about those been turmoil and how the weather conditions is in the snow? They don't know anything about that. How do you make people that have never experienced that view connect with that? Now, tell us that.
It happens in McKinleyville. I mean, we have that, you know. We have basically, it snows there. It's Northern California.
The snow's in the refrigerator, if you let it.
It's not the same thing.
Right. So what I'm trying to explain to you is a lot of people go to McKinleyville. Some people go to McKinleyville to go to school, right?
Yeah.
Some people go to McKinleyville because it's a small airport in McKinleyville, right? And some of the people there, what do you want to call yourself? We want to call the natives, right? Imagine this. Imagine you go to a place, you don't know what to expect from people, and you run into all the people that you don't want to be dealing with. And happen to be all the little towns. Little towns are some of the most dangerous places around the world. Why is that? Because so many people have small point of view, they decorate everything pretty, but for those who come there don't know about the town, they get ran over. Get mistreated. Right? And
yeah.
For those that got a public persona and people know them because they're able to be conditioned sometimes, they take more abuse than everything than people may like them because they've been ran over. And people think, oh, yeah, this person's nice because I exploited them, took advantage of them. Now, tell me again why I felt like McKinleyville.
Wait. What's your question? What about McKinleyville?
Now, see everybody? He's a native of McKinleyville. My question to him was, why should I like McKinleyville again?
McKinleyville's got everything. I mean, they've got horse trails. You can ride on horseback. You can walk on long trails. We have a beach. You can surf. You can tan. It snows there. It basically has the best of all towns, all of it.
Hmm. Is that right? Hmm. Have you ever snowboarded?
Yes, I did everything there was to do in that town.
Okay.
I did everything.
So you was on the side of throwing stones at people that didn't bother you, huh?
Throwing stones? What are you talking about?
Well, you were one of them people that when people come from out of town, they don't look like you, you give them a hard time.
No. Listen, I never did. I just stood back and enjoyed everything.
Hmm. Okay. So, tell us a little bit more about your experience interacting with people that was from McKinleyville that came to your town. And tell us how that interaction was and how you made the difference in people's lives that encounter natives from McKinleyville wasn't so friendly.
All right, I guess we're talking about this on tonight's show. Well, the thing is, okay, McKinleyville's got everything, including a high crime rate. That's right. We got a problem with that over there. There's a lot of stealing and vandalizing going on. A lot of this goes on. I'm not lying. There's a high crime. There is.
You know what?
What?
Somebody from where you're from, that's what's going to happen.
What?
They don't get offended. They don't, you left that comedian, Gary Bouquet, pointing you into talking about our pretty beautiful coastal Oregon border area and very, disconnected with so much beautiful sceneries. And he's talking about this, like that's the only thing to talk about is people having different opinions. That's how they word it, different opinions. But when people, you find out this, when people are changing the landscape of what has been designed for the majority and this person come along, and see things to make it better for all these people. They're going through oppositional things where people don't necessarily want to see those people make better changes. They're in their way, dividing these things, making things toxic, making an experience, making that knowledge of that type of person that have, no limitations in their ability. Now, why I said that for? Because as creating things, you create things, right? DJ Butterfly TV talking. Regards to this show, it's called The Coolest Through the Microphone with your host, DJ Butterfly TV. And I'm on the show tonight. My name is Comedy Organic OK / comedian Organic Okay. On this platform, a comedian Organic Okay. But on the bigger scale, I am comedy Organic Okay. That means that when I create something in comedy format, it may be all different types of ways, right? And
right.
Also, too, I got to give a shout out to my, you know, colleague and other platforms, Talk Dude. Yeah, I mean, shout out to Talk Dude, man, because Talk Dude's been around for a long time, and I always wanted to, you know, I just see this guy and seeing the things that he's changing, you know, the happiness that he's trying to truly enhance. You know, he's trying to be his time. He's like, he's investing his happiness like a scientist. And once he understands discovery, what truly makes his craft at another level, wow, y'all will really appreciate it. He's trying so hard, everybody. He's trying so hard to truly bring up some comedy that y'all didn't expect. He's working on it. Everyone, I want y'all to take the time and pick some of that vibrational level out there, man. And people like Talk Dude that's truly trying to change the landscape of comedy and bring y'all different types of comedy. Everyone appreciate Talk Dude and people that have stories that Talk Dude are eventually going to bring to the table. Everyone, thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. My name is Comedy Organic Okay, Comedian Organic Okay. And I'd like to thank the host, DJ Butterfly CC. Thank you, DJ Butterfly CC.
Thank you. All right. Anyway, you took me aboard with you. I mean, my parents kicked me out right during the holidays, you know, the end of the year and all that.
Around the holidays, man?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, you got some holidays when you truly just waited. See, your mind is saying about these holidays and desserts. If your family cooks, your family is a big family, or do your cook, like, during the holidays, they cook a lot of food?
Well, yeah. My family, no. My mother didn't cook a lot. I mean, once in a while, she'd make us a special meal, but usually with something frozen.
So you tell me your mama, she does a lot of food, processed food heating up?
Yeah.
What about the father? Do we heat up food, or what's going on with him?
He waits for her to thaw something.
Ooh. Let me ask you this question. Is your father originally from McKinleyville?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What about you? Was your mother originally from McKinleyville?
Yes.
Let me ask you this, man. What kind of work did you truly desire as you was from McKinleyville? What did you desire to do? Was there anybody in McKinleyville that you was like, man, I look up to these people or this person, and I want to do this? Who in your life was the person in McKinleyville or out of McKinleyville that you truly want to, you know, be like?
Yeah, I don't think I had an official role model. I think I was just kind of, how do I put this? I was just sort of basically trying to, once again, groove Zen. I was going to be my own guy. I didn't have a center boilerplate to work from, you know. I'm going to pattern myself after so-and-so. I didn't have that.
Oh, okay. All right. So where you want to take us to at this point? We're listening to you. We're hearing you discuss these things. Is it a foundation? We're at 10:19 p.m. and this is a little bit past our normal schedule. Time we normally start at 7 o'clock p.m. But this is one of the episodes that are past that. I'd like to say thank you, viewers. I'd like to say thank you to the people that follow the program. And next episode, we're going to make sure that people that follow the episode, I like to give a shout out to those people. I appreciate those. And also, too, I like to, this is the thing I want to tell everybody that have been following me and anticipating. Me and technically, it was me, comedian Talk to me, and then eventually you, DJ Buffalo CC, right? We started off with a project years ago, and I pivoted up, and I was actually dealing with, I had a manager, and this particular manager, we're not together any longer. far as him, you know, representing me. And I got a platform, you know, on Reverse Nation, Reversible Nation. I know we were supposed to advertise, but the thing is, I want to let people know, those that was following Preach, Happy, you know, those that hearing music, things like that. Now, that technically will be considered cross-contamination, because we were talking about things that was raunchy, and it would offend a lot of people today. That stuff was created in the year was 2011. We created this stuff more for between 2011, 2010. The stuff was created, and it was raunchy stuff, and it should have never been created raunchy. And I was talking to somebody, and I brought some raunchy stuff out to describe how they was, how the personality that they was acting like. And as I thought about it, I said, that person was offended by the words I said. And I was thinking, like, where am I going if I'm offending people, even if they're, you know, making me agitated? But I get, don't you get kind of overwhelmed when people try to micromanage your, you know, vulnerable place of creating happy moments, and they're coming with toxic and contaminated, like, almost like a bully. You know what I mean? Like, someone's bullying you, and you're looking at them, and they think that you're limited by their view. And you get out of that, and you actually create something bigger than what they're capable of. They're mad, right? And I feel like I have responsibility. I always know I had responsibility, but I know that I could never take the route of what people did, because my words and my position have been so pushed up. So I have to take, like, being young and these things that I was doing wasn't necessarily it was a public, but now at this level, I can't even do things that I know, because my position is too far above those things to even respond that way. And to see that and truly know that, like, I appreciate, right? I appreciate. I'm going to tell you the people I appreciate on this platform, because this is the people that I'm, you know, moving through, is I appreciate DJ Buzzbox Feces. Thank you for DJ Buzzbox Feces on this program. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Cocooning from the microphone. This is the name of the show, bro. Cocooning from the microphone.
And I hope,
yeah, and I'd like to thank Talk Dudes. Thank you, Talk Dudes, for listening, being a part of the platform. We appreciate you. I appreciate your strength. We appreciate your motivation. We appreciate the things that you're overcoming that happens to do what you're doing. We appreciate it. I want you to know that it's not going by in deaf ears. And if it's deaf ears, we are all participating. Those that know sign language, we're actually having people just, you know, translate sign language to the vibration level to make sure that we appreciate you, Talk Dude. Thank you, Talk Dude out there. And those that like Talk Dude, we really appreciate you, man. Thank you very much. And I'd like to say I appreciate Maya Harrison. I appreciate her. I appreciate the things that, you know, I can't say too much more, because the things that we're creating and the things that we're creating will be, you know, not just practice what I'm going to say, but say what I'm going to do in my actions. In my actions, I want my actions to come back up as people appreciate people. I like my actions to be valuable in that vibration level. And we want to get to that at some point in time. I appreciate you, Maya. We got a new project being released. And I appreciate you. And those out there, if you want to see some organic reflection in me with other things and other people, just truly just look at organic. You're going to see it out there, right? It's going to pop up. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
Great opportunity. Isn't that right, DJ Butterfly Feces? Like,
you got it.
Who
thought
we were going to put together that project with DJ Butterfly Feces? Who thought you were going to put together that project? Who anticipated that? Having I used to call the dude Kiss of Death. That's what I call him. But his name is technically, the name he go by, the name he's known for is Weezy Weez. And he's a rapper, a mortician, and stripper, pimp, and all these things. And so I was like, how can I change a narrative of what's been going on? So that's where that came in. I was like, well, so this was created around 2010, 2011 year. So we're looking at 2.5 years ago this stuff was created. So, I always know that my desires are so organic that I have to come up with the appetite for those that truly, we're talking about being free. If we're so exposed to all these people's ideas, think about how many people that around the world are being inspired by the appetite you bring them, by the excitement that you bring them, by understanding how truly never to forget that imagination someone has, never to undermine that gift of the ability to truly see that. You know how hard it is to truly be powerful to somebody every time? You know how hard it is to see somebody and you give them your best and then come back the next day still have enough vulnerable love to give them love again and make them appreciate it every time? You know how hard that is?
Yeah. Yes, I mean, I get the feeling. I'm feeling it right now.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, I'm going to listen to my, the host, DJ Buck Fox Fishy. You like any, tell them a few things before you wrap the show up?
All right, I'm going to tell you, basically, we left the country basically that year. We spent New Year's Eve in Vicenza, Italy. New Year's Eve and New Year's in Italy. You know what? Picked up garbage there too, helped the homeless. I got to tell you something. There was something a little bit beautiful about it. It was beautiful. It was gorgeous. I mean, and I'm grateful that we did it. I mean, honestly, and then this began an exciting trip. I mean, you were funding this whole thing that kind of became, I don't know, no, just an expedition. It really, basically, and I was eternally grateful for it. And let me tell you something. In our last episode, we were in Kenya, Africa. I got to tell you something about Kenya, Africa. Let me tell you something. It is hot. And where we were, it smelled terrible. The heat was just making it. Africa is a very humid country. Yeah. Tomorrow I'll tell you the whole story. You've been listening to Cocooning for the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here and, of course, Kameen Organic OK, the one and only. Listen, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Thank you.
Good night. We got a little time, though. CEOs out there from Kenya, Africa, come on now. I'm not going to do that. You know, my roots and my heritage come from Africa. And you talk about people talking about Africa, how Africa smells. We're not going to do that. We're not going to disrespect
right.
The continent of Africa. We're not going to disrespect Africa like that, my stinking Africa. It's stinking America. It's stinking other countries. It's stinking all over the world. We're going to just isolate Africa until Africa stinks. People stink everywhere. Okay?
Yeah, look, I don't mean to put the country down. I'm not trying. I'm just saying it was a hard ordeal.
We comedians, man. Come on now, man. I still want to embrace Africa. I want to embrace Africa. Africa is part of the world that, you know what I mean, as a young person, no one can tell me the desire of what I connected with Africa.
All life originated from Africa. It's true.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
All life came from there. Everything still does. It's still the beginning of life. You can pick up all our shows on Blog Talk Radio. Well, thank you for calling. You've been listening to Cocoon from the Microphone. Thank you. And good night.